This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Sorry it took a long time between podcast episodes for me. I have had a couple of tragedy that's happened. My Uncle John has passed away due to a heart attack on his way to his last son's graduation. It's actually a very sad time. I also have a friend in junior high school by the name of Lene Hernandez, who is currently on the ICU because of COVID-19 infection. So, it's not really been good. However, on the last episode, I was talking about the hashtag Stop Asian Hate movement. On this episode, I was going to talk about the model minority trope. And I did a little introduction of what the model minority is, but I decided to cut the episode short because I realized it needs to be a whole deep dive into it, what it is, and why it's not good for black people and people of color. But before we get started, I have some announcements. Currently, I am registered on IMBD. My name is Jeffrey Frazier. If you go on my IMBD, you will see Black Wall Street Chronicles. I am registered as the producer and the director of this podcast. And once you see my name, please rate me. If you have IMBD, you know, please give me a high rating, a 10, if you could. And also, I'm registered on Twitch. My name is JeffGamer55Ryer. That's Jeff Gamer, as in JeffGamer55Ryer. 55 Ryer, capital RYER. You can also go to my Instagram, which is BlackKage840. If you go to my Instagram, BlackKage840, you'll basically see, go into my bios and see all the social media sites that I'm registered to. I'm also on YouTube, Pain308TV, PAIN308TV, where I stream game, and there's some clips of my previous podcast. You can go look over there. And before we get started, I'm going to take a quick couple of seconds. Alright guys, here we go. A model minority is a minority demographic, whether based on ethnicity, race, or religion, whose members are perceived to achieve a higher degree of social and economic success than the population average, thus serving as a reference group to outgroups. This success is typically measured relatively by educational attainment, representation in managerial and professional occupations, and household income, along with other socioeconomical indicators such as low criminality and high family marital stability. The concept of the model minority is probably associated with the culture of the United States. Though many European countries have concepts of classism that stereotype ethnic groups in a similar manner, the concept is controversial and has historically been used to suggest that there is no need for government interventions in social economic disparities between certain racial groups. The argument has often been applied to in America to contrast Asian Americans, particularly East and South Asians and Jewish Americans, against African and Hispanic Americans, enforcing the idea that Asian and Jewish Americans are good law-abiding, productive citizens immigrants, while promoting the stereotype that Hispanics and African Americans are prone to crime and dependent on welfare. The concept of the model minority is heavily associated with U.S. culture, as it is not extensively used outside of the U.S. However, many European countries have concepts of classism that stereotype ethnic groups in a similar manner to the modern minority. generalized statistics such as higher education attainment rate, high representation in white-collar professional and managerial occupations, and a higher household income than other racial groups in the United States, often cited in support of model minority status. A common misconception is that the affected communities typically take pride in being labeled as a model minority. However, the model minority stereotype is considered detrimental to relevant minority communities and is used to justify the exclusion of such groups in the distribution of public and private assistance programs, as well as to understate or slight the achievements of individuals within that minority. Furthermore, the notion of model minority pits minority groups against one another through the implication that non-model groups are at fault for falling short of the model minority level of achievement and assimilation. The concept has been criticized by outlets such as NPR for potentially homogenizing the experience of Asian Americans on one side and Hispanic and African Americans on the other. Despite that the individual groups experience racism in different ways, critics also argue that the idea perpetuates the belief that any minority has the capability to rise economically without assistance, and it ignores the differences between the history of Asian Americans and African Americans, as well as Hispanics in the United States. One of the earliest uses of the term model minority was in the January 9th, 1966 edition of the New York Times Magazine by sociologist William Peterson to describe Asian Americans as ethnic minorities who, despite marginalization, have achieved success in the United States. In his essay titled Success Story Japanese American Style, he wrote that Japanese cultures have strong work ethics and family values, which consequently lift them above problem minorities. Peters believed that the success of Asian Americans paralleled of that Jewish Americans. A similar article that Chinese Americans was published in the U.S. News and Report in December 1966. Although the term was first coined to describe social economic success of Japanese Americans, model minority eventually evolved to become associated with American Jews and Asian Americans in general. More specifically, with East Asians, Japanese, Taiwanese, Chinese, and Korean Americans, and Indian Americans or South Asians. By the 1980s, almost all U.S. magazines and newspapers printed success stories of Asian Americans. Racial attacks were reported since the early 1980s. Some scholars have described the creation of the model minority theory as particularly in response to the emergence of the civil rights movement, in which the African Americans fought for equal rights and discontinuation of racial segregation in the United States. In reaction to the movement, white America, citing the accomplishments of Asian Americans, argued that African Americans could raise up their communities by focusing on education, while accepting and confirming to racial segregation and institutional racism and discrimination of the time period. However, Asian Americans at the time were also marginalized and racially segregated in America, thus also representing lower economic levels while facing social issues, just as other racial and ethnic minorities. Possible reasons as to why Asian Americans were used by white America as an image of a model minority include the smaller population. The view of Asian Americans as having been less of a threat to white America due to a general lack of political activism against racism. The success of numerous, newly small businesses in the segregated communities and the fact Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino Americans met the national average equaling whites in terms of education of the time. A few years after the New York Times article on Asian Americans being the model minority was published, Asian Americans formed their own movement, in which they thought for their own equal rights and revolution and other specific social issues. It would be modeled after the Civil Rights Movement, thus effectively challenging white America and the social construct of racial discrimination. Those who resisted the emergent stereotype in the 1960s and 1980s could not gain enough support to combat through its so-called positive connotations. This led many, even within the Asian community at the time, to view it as either a welcome label and it contracts to use the negative stereotypes, or as a euphemism stereotype that was no more than a mere annoyance. Many believe that the stereotype comes with more positives than negatives. In contrast, many critics believe that there are just as many negatives as there are positives, or that no stereotype should be regarded as good, regardless of how positive they are intended to be. Scientific studies have revealed that positive stereotypes have many negative and damaging consequences, both psychologically and physically. According to Patricia Nunez, a director of Asian Americans Advance in Justice Los Angeles, misconceptions about Asian Americans have an effect on government policy. Politicians won't talk about community needs if they assume people don't require assistance. According to Yana Wan, writing for the Washington Post since the 1960s, the idea that Asian Americans are distinct minority groups and immune to the challenges faced by other people of color is a particularly sensitive issue for the community, which eventually fought to reclaim its place in social justice conversations with the movements like Model Minority Mutiny. In his paper, Education is a Socialization of Asian Americans, a Revolutionist Analysis of the Model Minority Thesis, B. Suzuki, of the researcher of Multicultural and Asian American Studies at University of Massachusetts Amherst, disagrees on how the media has portrayed Asian Americans. Explaining the social historical background in a contemporary social system, Suzuki argues that the model minority stereotype is a myth. Since the creation of the model minority stereotype, Asian Americans have now exceeded white Americans in terms of education, as well as many other racial and ethnic groups in American society. As 2012, Asian Americans as a whole obtained the highest educational attainment level and median household income of any racial or ethnic demographic in the country, a position where African immigrants and their American-born offspring has now started to outperform. These statistics vary among the Asian American population. There's been a significant change in the perception of Asian Americans. In as little as 100 years in American history, stereotypes of East Asian Americans have changed from being viewed as poor, uneducated laborers to be portrayed as hardworking, well-educated, and upper-middle-class minority. Proponents of the model minority myth erroneously assumed that Asian Americans' perseverance, strong work ethic, and general determination to succeed were extensions of their supposedly quiet natures, rather than common characteristics among immigrants. Among South Asian Americans, an example of the modern minority stereotypes of the phenomenon, such as the high rates of educational attainment and above average household incomes in the Indian American community. Pointing to the generalized data, although another argument for the modern minority stereotype is generalized data such as the United States Census Bureau, where the median household income of Asian Americans is $68,000, higher than that of the total population. Socioeconomically successful, Asian Americans have developed the greatest income inequality gap in comparison to racial and ethnic minority groups in the United States. The economic gap in the standard living between higher and lower income Asians nearly doubled. The ratio of income by Asians at the 90th percentile to income earned by Asians at the 10th percentile increased from 6.1 to 10.7 between 1970 and 2016, respectively. The model minority model also points to the percentage of Asian Americans at elite universities. Modern minority proponents claim that while Asian Americans are only 5% of the U.S. population, there are never overrepresentation of all these schools. Additionally, Asian Americans go on to win a high proportion of Nobel Peace Prizes. Of the 20 American physicists to win a Nobel Peace Prize in the 21st century, East Asian Americans, who represent less than 4% of the U.S. population, have won 50% of the prizes. Additionally, 3 science Nobel Prizes have been won by Indian Americans. Asian American students are concentrated in a very small percentage of institutions in only 8 states, and have concentrated in California, New York, and Texas. Moreover, as more Asian Americans become Americanized and assimilated, more Asian American students are beginning to attend two-year community college than four-year public universities, and this trend attending community college is accelerating. West Coast academic institutions are amongst those that have the highest concentration of Asian Americans. The most highly educated group of Asian immigrants are Indian. Education rates of Southeast Asians are low, but these numbers can be considered misleading, as 9% come from adult immigrants who came to the United States without any education due to war. For ages 25 to 34, 45% of Vietnamese Americans have a bachelor's degree or higher, compared to 30% of non-Hispanic whites. Due to impacts of the model minority stereotype, unlike minority-serving institutions, Asian American Pacific Islander serving institutions did not receive federal recognition until 2007, with the passage of the College Cost Reduction and Access Act, which federally recognized the assistance, making them eligible for federal funding and designation of minority serving institutions. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's 2003 report, Crime in the United States, Asian Americans have the lowest total arrest rates despite a younger average age and high family stability. The model minority label also includes South Asian communities, in particular Indian Americans, because of their higher aggregate social economic success. According to the census report on Asian Americans issued 2004 by the U.S. Census Bureau, 64% of Indian Americans had a bachelor's degree or higher, the second highest for all national origin groups. In the same sentence, 60% of Indian Americans had management or professional jobs, compared with a national average of 33%. Indian Americans, along with Japanese and Americans, have some of the lowest poverty rates for all the communities, as one of the lowest rates of single-parent households, 7% versus the national average of 15%. Indian Americans earn the highest average income out of all national origin ethnic groups. This has resulted in seven stereotypes, such as of the Indian doctor. It should, however, be noted that there are still pockets of poverty within the community, of around 8% classified as living in poverty. Southeast Asian Americans. Arguably, the model minority stereotype masks the social economic underperformance of other Asian American subgroups. The experience of the South Asian American populations in the U.S. serve to refute the model minority stereotype. For context, South Asian Americans consist of several ethnic groups, including Burmese, Vietnamese, Hmong, Latoan, and Cambodian. The empirical literature view shows that the most of the existing data is used to justify the model minority image regarding Asian American academic achievement is aggregated. As a result, the data ignores important differences among individual Asian groups. Although many Asian Americans have succeeded academically and socioeconomically, survey research showed that recent immigrant groups such as the Southeast Asians have been unable to replicate such success. According to the 2000 U.S. Census, the overall percentage of 25 years and older with less than high school education in the U.S. population is 19.6%, whereas Asian Americans as an aggregate are close to 19.4%. However, disparities exist when comparing South Asian Americans and East Asian Americans. With Southeast Asian Americans, for example, 2.5% of Chinese Americans, 8.6% of Japanese Americans, and 14.6% of South Asian American degrees, 25 or older, have less than a high school education. In contrast, South Asian Americans more than double the South Asian American and East Asian American percentage, with 50% of Cambodian Americans, 59% of Hmong Americans, 49% of Lao Americans, and 38% of Vietnamese Americans ages 25 and over, holding less than a high school education. Moving on to higher education, The 2000 U.S. Census shows that 42.7% of Asian Americans ages 25 and over hold a bachelor's degree or higher, which is higher than the national American average of 25.9. In contrast, the percentage of individuals age 25 and older holding a bachelor's degree and higher among the Southeast Asian American groups is much lower, with only 9.1% of Cambodian Americans, 7.4% of Hmong Americans, 10.6% of Lao Americans, and 19.5% of Vietnamese Americans failing with the alphabetic educational bounds. With the exception of Vietnamese Americans, South Asian American representation in higher education is lower than other racial minorities, including African Americans and Latino Americans. As cited in Empirical Literature Review, research that lacked differentiation between the varying Asian ethnic groups may mask underperforming groups as the higher performing groups raise the average. As a result, Southeast Asian American students are often overlooked due to overwhelming success of their East and South Asian American peers. As cited in a case study, many defects of Southeast Asian American students' academic achievement can be attributed to the structural barriers of living in an immigrant household. Many Southeast Asian American students are the children of refugees from the countries at war. While the parents of Southeast Asian American students may have escaped death and persecution from their homelands, they often arrive in the U.S. with fragmented families. As a result, refugees often lack resources, which causes them not to only rely on government assistance, but to be also placed in no-income communities near poorly funded schools. Additionally, families frequently have little to no understanding of the U.S. school system. Thus, Southeast Asian students are at a disadvantage as they have to quickly adjust to the new school system while also keeping up the native-born students. However, certain Southeast Asian ethnic groups have shown greater progress than others within the regional group and resemble the success of other more established Asian Americans. As cited in a case study, Vietnamese American students are beginning to show comparative race and economic success to East Asian American students. Furthermore, among Southeast Asian American students, Vietnamese American students are recognized as having the highest academic performance, whereas Cambodian American students have the poorest performance. Although Cambodian and Vietnamese refugees endure similar immigration hardships, the aforementioned differences in academic success is attributed to structure and cultural factors. Another factor which may have an influence on Vietnamese American success is that majority of the 21st century Vietnamese immigrants in the United States are from non-refugee backgrounds, dissimilar from easier migration patterns. Despite the progress among Southeast Asian American students, the subgroup still struggles economically, similar to data on economic achievement. Informing regarding Asian Americans' economic process is frequently aggregated and thus has the diversity of economic struggles among subgroups like Southeast Asian Americans. For example, the poverty rate of the Asian American aggregate is 12.6%, which is similar to the United States' overall poverty rate of 12.4%. However, between the Japanese American subgroups and Hmong American subgroups, there is a 28% difference in poverty rates, whereas Japanese Americans fall below the average poverty rate at 10%. Hmong Americans face a poverty rate of 38%. The high poverty rate amongst Americans places the group in the highest poverty brackets within the United States. Hmong Americans, with so men than women, have been disproportionately radicalized and criminalized via gangster stereotyping. Additionally, medium income levels differ among Asian American subgroups, in which Southeast Asian Americans represent a disproportionate amount of low annual median incomes. This is included by research by the Hmong Americans and the Cambodian Americans. Earlier, annual median income of $40,000 in comparison to Indian American and Filipino American families who earn an annual median income account around $60,000. By analyzing the individual economic data of Asian American subgroups, it becomes evident that the model minority stereotype, which pushed forth the notion that Asian Americans achieve higher levels of social economic success, may be misleading. Media coverage of the increasing success of Asian Americans as a group began in the 1960s, reporting the higher average test scores and marks in school, winning national spelling bees, and higher levels in university attendance. In 1988, the Philip K. Chidrow identified the prevalence of the model minority stereotype in American media reports of Chinese Americans and noted the contrast between the stereotype and what he discerned as the reality of the Chinese American population, which was more varied than the model minority stereotype in the media typically presented. I am fed up with being stereotyped as either a subhuman or superhuman creature. Certainly I'm proud of the academic and economic success of Chinese Americans, but it's important for the people to realize there's another side. It's about time for the media to report on Chinese Americans the way they are. Some are super achievers, most are average citizens, and few are criminals. They're only human, no more, no less. Effects of the stereotype. According to Gordon H. Hang, the reference to Asian Americans as model minorities has to do with the work ethic, respect for elders, and high valuation of education, family, and elders present in their future. The model minority stereotypes comes with an underlying notion of apolitically, which is a labor one dimensionalized Asian Americans as having one trace based around stereotypes and no other human quantities, such as vocal leadership, negative emotions, and social political activeness. Risk-taking ability to learn from mistakes, desire for creative expression, intolerant towards oppression or being overlooked of their acknowledgments and success. Asian Americans are labeled as model minorities because they have not been much of a threat to the U.S. political establishment as blacks, due to a smaller population and less political advocacy. This label seeks to suppress potential political activism through infimetic stereotyping. Another effect of the stereotype that is American society may lead to the ignore racism and discrimination that Asian Americans still face. Complaints are dismissed at the claim that the racism which occurs to Asian Americans is less important and as bad as the racism faced by other minority races, thus establishing a systemic racial hierarchy. Believing that the success of what they possess so-called positive stereotypes, many assume that they form no forms of racial discrimination or social issues in a greater American society, and their community is fine, having gained social and economic equality. Racial discrimination can take subtle forms as microaggression. The stereotype of Asian Americans as a model minority is perfidious. Foreigner influences people's perceptions and attitudes towards Asians. It also negatively affects students' academic outcomes, relationships with others, and psychological adjustments. Discrimination and the model minority stereotyping are linked to Asian American students' lowering valuing of school, lower self-esteem, and higher depressive symptoms. Furthermore, the psychological distress of failing to meet minority image, such as feelings of inadequacy, self-doubt, shame, and embarrassment, is exacerbated due to the differential treatment associated with being stereotyped as the model minority and the perpetual foreigner. Furthermore, the model minority image can be a threat to an underachieving Asian American student's academic experience and educational investment. It promotes invisibility and disguises the academic barriers and psychological problems students may encounter. This is problematic because it creates a barrier for educators to better understand and assist struggling students' educational and mental health needs in order to optimize students' academic experience and social emotional development. Asian Americans may be commonly stereotyped for the general public as being studious, intelligent, success, elitist, brand name conscious, and yet paradoxically passive. As a result, higher and unreasonable expectations are often associated with Asian Americans. Also, due to the model minority image, Asian American students are viewed as problem free and academic competent students who can succeed with little support without special services. The emphasis that Asian Americans are denied by their racial reality because of the assumption that Asians are the new whites, therefore they are being dismissed by their intelligence and experience. Thus, educators may overlook instructional needs and psychological concerns of underachieving Asian American students. The model minority stereotype can contribute to the teachers having a blaming the victim's perspective. This means that the teachers blame students, their culture of the families of students' poor performance and misbehavior in school. This is problematic because it shifts responsibility away from the schools and teachers and misdirects attention away from the finding a solution to improve students' learning experience and alleviate the situation. Furthermore, the model minority stereotype is a negative impact on the home environment. Parents' expectations place high pressures on students to achieve, creating successful school-like home environment. Parents express worry and frustration. They can also place emotional burdens and psychological stress on students. Some educators hold Asian students to a higher standard. This deprives those students with learning disabilities from being given the attention they need. The condescensions of being a minority mean Asian students are often labeled with unpopular nerd or geek image. Asians have been the target of harassment, bullying, and erasing some other races due to the racially dismissive minority stereotype. The higher expectations based on East Asians is a result of the minority stereotypes carry over for academics into the workplace. The model minority stereotype is emotionally damaging to many Asian Americans. Since there are unjustified expectations to live up to stereotypes of high achievement, the pressures for their families to achieve and live up to the model minority stereotype image have taken a tremendous mental psychological toll on young Asian Americans. The model minority stereotype also influences Asian American students' psychological outcomes and academic experience. The model minority image can lead to underachieving Asian American students to minimize their own difficulties and experience anxiety or psychological distress about their academic difficulties. Asian American students have more medical negative attitudes towards seeking academic or psychological help due to the fear of shattering the high expectation of teachers, parents, and classmates. Overall, the model minority stereotype has negative effects on underachieving Asian American students in both their home and school settings. It is a threat to Asian American students' academic experience and can disguise students' educational mental health needs. Psychological distress from model minority stereotyping is related to the stresses associated with the pressures to succeed, differential treatment, and embarrassment or shame to seek help. This was information and recommendation for schools to prioritize a more inclusive and less competitive learning environment so students will not be ashamed and afraid to ask for help. Administrators can improve school comment by monitoring the incidents of racial harassment and discrimination. Additionally, to address struggling students' educational and mental health needs, educators can regularly check in with students and engage in culturally responsive teaching, aim to understand students' unique circumstances and educational needs. One possible cause of the higher performance of Asian Americans as a group that represents a smaller population in America, so those who are not chosen to move to America often come from a selective group of Asians. The related difficulty of immigrating and immigrating to the United States have created a selective nature of process when the U.S. often choosing the wealthier and more highly educated out of those less resources, motivation, or ability to immigrate. Cultural factors are thought to be a part why East Asian Americans are successful in the United States. as Asian societies often place more resources and emphasis on education. For example, Confucian tenets in Chinese culture place great value, work ethic, and the pursuit of knowledge. In traditional Chinese social stratifications, scholars was ranked at the top, well above businessmen and landowners. This view of knowledge is evident in the modern lifestyle of many East Asian American families, where the whole family puts emphasis on education and parents will make it to their priority to push their children to study and achieve high marks. Similar cultural tendencies and values are found in South Asian American families, whose children similarly face extra pressure by parents to succeed in school and achieve high-ranked jobs. Although pressure is perceived to wait to help Asian American descendants achieve greater success, it can be used as a way to provide better income and living status for families. In other words, most of each Asian American's success in the United States can be due to the stereotypical yet favorable characteristics on their background holds. In much cases, East Asians as Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, and Taiwanese Americans hold a high position in terms of successful educational goal. Others counter the notion of a culture as a driving force as it ignores immigration policies. In the mid-1800s, Asian Americans were recruited in the United States as laborers for agriculture to aid in the building of the first transcontinental railroad. Many worked for low wages in the hardest conditions. Confucian values were not seen to a key of success. It was only until the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 changed the way Asians were seen, as Asians with a higher education backgrounds were selectively chosen from a larger pool of the Asian population. Further, it also argued the myth that Confucian emphasis on education is counterfactual. Also implies that Asians are a monolithic group and ignores the fact that the most educated group of Asian immigrants in the U.S. are Indians, from which Confucianism is virtually non-existent in their upbringing. It has also been argued that self-selecting immigrants do not represent the actual Asian American population as a whole, nor the population of the home countries. While 50% of Chinese immigrants in the U.S. have a bachelor's degree, only 5% of the population does in their native China. Lastly, if Confucian culture played a vital part in Asian culture, Chinese immigrant children would perform consistently around the world. Yet second-generation Chinese immigrants in Spain are the lowest academic achievers among immigrant groups in the country and less half expected to graduate from middle school. Asian American status and affirmative action. In the 1980s, one Ivy League school found evidence that it had limited admissions of Asian American students because of their high degree of success as a group and overrepresentations in many areas college admissions. Those Asian Americans are not granted preferential treatment by affirmative action policies as other minority groups. Some schools choose lower score in applicants for other racial groups over Asian Americans to attempt to promote racial diversity and maintain some proportionality in the society's racial demographics. American business schools begin a process to sort candidates based on the country, origin, region, or from where they come from. Okay, this is part one of the Model Minority episode. Part two will be coming out in the next couple of days. We'll talk about African Americans and African immigrants and the Commonwealth countries and how they're affected by the model minority trope. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is Jeffrey Frazier for Black Wall Street Chronicles, signing off.